Christ is risen. Oh, happy day. Reverend Goreschki was the Lutheran Nuremberg pastor during the Nuremberg trials. He loved each war criminal, standing by them as they died with the rope drawn tightly around their necks. He would kneel and pray there. He knelt beside the Nuremberg prisoners in their cells and he prayed with them. He served them communion. He received their Nazi curses many times of rejection, along with his own comrades' curses because of how decent he treated these prisoners that they perceived as de-evolved humans. Reverend Goreschki returned to the state to pastor after the trials were over in southern Illinois, and he pastored a Lutheran church there, and he also served at the Menard Penitentiary in southern Illinois. It housed 2,500 rapists and murderers, and he loved going to that place because in that place he knew Christ was the risen Lord. In that place, he developed a relationship with a man called Otto. If you haven't seen the movie, you need to go see the movie. I'm not talking about Tom Hanks here. It's a great movie. But there was a man called Otto that he would go see. No one would go see him. He was written off by family. Goreschki never revealed why Otto was incarcerated, but he loved this man, and he loved him and loved him back into relationship with Christ. Otto died, and there was no family and no funds. Family were contacted, but nobody would come. Nothing left to honor his life. And so Goreschki provided for a full graveside funeral for Otto. Two people attended. Two. The gravedigger and Pastor Goreschki. That was it. I can hear him proclaim Paul's Romans 14 words. I've read them hundreds of times as a casket hovers over the open grave. For we do not live to ourselves alone. And we do not die to ourselves alone, because if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Very, very commonly read in this cemetery as people are buried. Three times the word Lord is used. No one attended the interment but the gravedigger and the pastor. And Goreschki struggled to speak because he was crying and his chin was quivering because he loved this man and he honored him. That Lutheran pastor was not the Lord. And he did not presume to be above or over or better or morally superior to his brother that he buried. He was the Lord's servant. He wasn't going to judge another of one of the Lord's servants. Otto was a man who died and belonged to the Lord. He continues, Paul continues in chapter 14, verse 9, for this reason Christ died and returned to life, Christ is risen, so that he might be Lord of both the living and the dead. It was in the liturgy we just read with 1 Corinthians 15. And then Paul quotes Isaiah 45, which was written into one of our earliest church confessions and hymns. Every knee will bow before me, and every tongue confess to God. That's Isaiah. And we know that Paul pulls in that hymn or confession that was being used throughout the church in Philippians 2. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Christ has been raised, Lord of the living and Lord of the dead. He is Lord. We do not need to be Lord in the lives of other people unless we think Jesus is sleeping on the job. We don't understand the story of the Ottos in our community. And we don't understand how those stories are playing out in their lives. And how it makes them think on certain things. Goreschki did not have to condemn, judge, point out fault, or claim superiority. He loved Otto, whom Christ had died for, and was raised as Lord. Because Otto's knee did bend at Jesus' feet. As Scripture is clear, every knee will bow at the feet of Christ. When our personal convictions become dominant, we distort our understanding of Christ's lordship and place ourselves as Jesus in the lives of others. We need to be cautious. Let us pray.